Paul Sullivan is the Tribune's In the Wake of the News columnist. He's a veteran. Do we call you the dean, Paul? Are you the dean now?
We do not.
No? Okay. No. Why not?
Yeah, there's only one, the dean.
I know. Jerry Holtzman, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best. Okay. I'm a cheap imitation of Jerry Holtzman.
You were right about that, Dave. I enjoyed your column today, Paul, about the sod father, the White Sox famous head of the grounds crew there, and Mr. Bossard confirms that weather-wise, this is the worst spring ever, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for baseball watching. Just every day has been a nightmare. And it doesn't look like it's going to pick up this weekend. More rain on the way for the Cubs-Dodgers. So it's a shame because, everyone was pretty excited about, the ending the lockout and getting things going. And then it turns out, this happens. But, we'll get through it. And sooner or later, it's going to be nice out. I'm optimistic.
Well, I hope you're right about that. I hope you're right, Paul. Are you confident that this has been a turning point, this three-game stretch here for the White Sox, that they're starting, despite still having a bunch of guys out, that they're starting to become the team everybody expected them to be?
Well, I don't know if I'm totally confident. I mean, it is the Cubs, and they haven't been playing well either, so... I think we'll have to wait and see on that. I thought it was really two big games, and we'll see this weekend. They go to Boston, who's also not playing very well. So this is a good stretch for them to get back over 500 and stay in the race with Minnesota. I think the injuries obviously are a factor in the poor start, but also they haven't been hitting, The pitching hasn't been what we expected, but now you're getting a good start from Giolito, and obviously Kopech and Dylan Cease has been good all year. So, this is really a stretch where we'll see whether the Sox are back.
Did you, like everybody else, hold your breath when Luis Robert crashed into the center field wall?
I didn't at first, but then when he laid down, I thought, oh my God, here we go again, but... Fortunately, he got up, and it was a great catch. It was really a good game last night. I was really happy because the game the other night I didn't think should have been played. It was really not good for the fans, not good for the players, and I understand that they want to get the games in. No one wants to play doubleheaders, and no one wants to lose an off day, but really there's got to be some rule where you don't play when it's raining and, 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's just really, it was brutal.
Yeah, by the way, Dave said that Luis Robert just needed a moment. That's why he hit the ground.
Yeah. Don't you think?
A moment of what?
Yeah.
A moment to pray and thank God.
That would have been an attraction. Next time you interview Frank Schwindel, who's in a bad slump, ask him if, being the DH, hasn't he been the DH lately? Does that kind of mess you up a little bit? You're sitting around and then you bat and then you're sitting around again. Is that almost like having to go in as a pinch hitter all of a sudden?
Well, it is something that you should be used to. It probably takes some time getting used to. I know players really don't like doing it. We always talk about Eloy and Abreu should be DHs, but neither of them wants to do it. It's very difficult, and he hasn't done it before, but I don't know if that's his actual problem. He wasn't hitting very well when he was playing first regularly, so it's kind of a proving time for him. He had that great second half when he came up with the Cubs after the sell-off last summer, and everyone fell in love with the Schwindy City and all that, and now he's got to prove himself all over again.
Well, take heart, Paul. It's supposed to be 70 Sunday, 82 Monday, 87 Tuesday, 86 Wednesday. There you go.
And then 30 next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tough for baseball players, tough for golfers. Paul Sullivan, just don't call him the dean. Always a pleasure, Paul.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good day off from baseball.